It's Friday of the first week of Advent and the Feast of St. Nicholas. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today we celebrate the Feast of St. Nicholas. Nicolaos in Greek means victory of the people. He died in 346. He was Bishop of Myra in modern-day Turkey. Nicholas the Wonder Worker, he is sometimes called because of the many miracles attributed to him, including the giving of gifts to people in need, which is the foundation of his connection with Santa Claus, or from the Dutch Sinterklaas. I think I pronounced that right. There are all sorts of customs attached to this day, stemming from ancient times when St. Nicholas was very much venerated for being a saint. As a matter of fact, a saint who worked miracles. St. Nicholas is often depicted with three oranges or balls. This is because of a miracle attributed to him. It seems that a man had three daughters who needed husbands, but there was no money for dowries. St. Nicholas threw three bags of gold into the house through a window, and they landed inside stockings that were hung up to dry. Another frequent depiction of him involves him raising three boys from the dead. They had been murdered and stuffed into pickling barrels. St. Nicholas was very much beloved of sailors. He was invoked in time of need. The Italian sailors venerated him so much that they swiped his bones and brought them back to Bari in Italy in 1087. And as a matter of fact, there is something that comes out of the bones of Nicholas now. There exudes, drop by drop, a kind of a moisture or an oil, which the devout call the manna of St. Nicholas. And St. Bridget, in a revelation which was given to her during a pilgrimage to Bari, learned that this represents the immense charity and compassion which filled St. Nicholas in his lifetime. And thus, even in death, his bones still exude a kind of a miraculous oil, as it is said. There is also a story that at the Council of Nicaea, Nicholas punched the heretic Arius in the face. That's almost certainly not true, but there is that Italian proverb, se non è vero, è ben trovato. Even if it isn't true, it's still a great story. In his magisterial work, The Sacramentary, Blessed Ildefonso Schuster gives some comments about the liturgy for today, the liturgy for Mass. This is what he has to say. The Gospel lesson from Matthew 25 is common to the Mass of all holy bishops and contains the parable of the talents entrusted by a householder to his servants so that they should trade with them during his absence. Our life, with all the gifts of nature and of grace which adorn it, is like a capital sum of money which has been confided to us to be enjoyed in commerce. No one has the right to remain slothful and indolent, merely guarding the deposit. We are all bound to make it bear fruit, and those who have received more must also render more. It is therefore perfectly legitimate to realize and acknowledge the gifts with which each one of us has been endowed by our Divine Master. This recognition indeed is taken for granted as being necessary before anyone can decide in which way he can best serve God and save his own soul. The realization of our own talents, far from making us proud, must rather fill us with fear at the thought of the tremendous responsibility which they entail towards God and towards our fellow men. No one of us is created and placed in isolation in the world, but each one, forming part of the human family, has received certain gifts and talents, not solely for his own benefit, but which he must make use of for the common advantage of all his fellow creatures.